Time for Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee. The St. Louis Cardinals played their final warm-up game last night versus the Memphis Redbirds. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals ramped up the exhibition portion of the season last night in Memphis, and they get a win against their AAA affiliate, the Redbirds, by a 3-2 score. All five runs of this game score in the first inning. Nolan Arenado hits a home run that just clears the wall in left field. That gave the Cardinals the 3-0 lead in the top of the first. Memphis answers with two runs in the bottom of the first, and then no more scoring after that. Andre Pallante makes the start for the Cardinals, picking up the win, going four innings, allowing two runs on six hits, one strikeout, and three walks. Jojo Romero, John King, Phil Maton, and Chris Roycroft all pitching as well for the Cardinals and all put in scoreless outings. Now it gets real for the Cardinals. They are going to open up the season coming up on Thursday afternoon at Busch Stadium as they play host to the Minnesota Twins. Sonny Gray on the mound, 3:15 first pitch. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals will open the regular season at home on Thursday, taking on the Twins. Pregame 1:35, first pitch 3:15, all on KUKU 100.3. The West Plains Zizzers will be hosting the Liberty Eagles in high school baseball today. The game gets underway at 4:30. You can catch it on News Talk Radio KWPM and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. St. Louis Blues host the Canadiens tonight. Pregame 6:30, puck drop 7 p.m., all on Q94. The Blues have won six in a row. The 23rd annual YMCA G&W Foods two-person spring golf scramble will be held at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Bagnot Municipal Golf Course. It's going to benefit the YMCA youth programs and scholarship fund. Will be held Saturday, April 26th, with the tee time of 10 a.m. And again, congratulations to Matt Pitts being named Class 3 Coach of the Year from Thayer. Way to go, Matt. That's a look at sports. I'm Gary Lee.